The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned, but the one who does not believe is condemned already, for not having believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, we have made it past halfway on this year's Lenten journey. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, the first word of today's Mass gives us an instruction, but this word has not yet been spoken during the season of Lent, at least. We find this word in the entrance antiphon, and it is rejoice. It says, "Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her." The first word of this Sunday's Mass is rejoice. We are in a season where we would expect maybe to find instead words like repent, fast, pray, or listen, seek, open, soften. These words are words of discipline and of action, simplicity and purification. They are words that match the intent and the focus of the season of Lent. But at this time of year, while we are walking spiritually with Jesus through the desert or wilderness, we are called also to rejoice. At this time of year also, when the cold of winter is still with us, at least on occasion, but clearly not today, but at the same time, the days are getting longer and the snow is starting to melt, we are reminded that spring and warmer days are on their way. It is at this turning point in the year that we are called to rejoice. As you carry your cross, as you follow Jesus, as we are called to do, is it difficult to find a reason to rejoice? Whether you think of your spiritual journey within the context of Lent, or when you think of the larger context of life these days, is it difficult to find a reason to rejoice? Mother Church thought it might be, so she has given us a set of readings to help us remember that it is possible and that it is important. From our readings, we are encouraged to rejoice because the Lord has compassion on his people, even in the face of exceeding unfaithfulness. In our first reading, God expresses his compassion by sending prophets to the people with his message for them. God is rich in mercy is another reason to rejoice, because out of his great love for us, he has given his Son, Jesus. We can rejoice at this time because God has given us a great gift in two parts: salvation and the faith needed to bring us to salvation. We can rejoice because God loves the world so much that he has given his Son to us, and his Son endures and dwells among us even now. That same Son, Jesus, came to live among us so that the world might be saved through him. We can rejoice because of this fact. Or because Jesus is the light of the world, and he chases away the darkness and brings light into our lives that can even reach the deepest corners of our heart. This light, this divine and merciful light, brings clarity, confidence, hope, trust, and it increases faith. Even outside of Scripture and the text of today's Mass, we are given reasons to rejoice as we continue to move forward towards Easter. This Lent, through the guidance of their teachers, our young ones, our children, are turning their attention to good works and generosity and an ability to see how God is working in their lives and in the lives of those around them. I remember at a certain elementary school that I visited in the past at a previous parish, they had on one of their bulletin boards in one of the corridors in the school a large paper tree with leaves made out of hands, cut out hands, traced from the children. And one at a time, more and more hands are added to the branches of this tree. And each hand had the name of a classmate or a student who has been seen acting within the school context and within that community as the hands or feet of Christ. I asked them how many leaves are on the trees, and they said, I remember, that they are full of leaves already. That means that many, many good deeds had been noticed and appreciated in that school. Our young people are learning, and they are understanding, and with motivation and enthusiasm, they are picking up this message, this mission, this desire to serve and to be compassionate, to be generous. And for this we can rejoice. Finally, we can rejoice by supporting our young people who are preparing to receive their sacraments. We have over a dozen young people right now preparing to receive their first communion later in the spring. Tonight, we turn to our Lord, bringing with us the burdens of the week, but also in the midst of Lent, in the depths of Lent, we're given an opportunity to feel refreshed and to turn our voices to rejoicing, to remember and to give praise to God for his goodness. Let us continue this weekend to pray together and for each other, for the ability to rejoice in the goodness of God, so that we can remember from day to day and proclaim with joy that God's love endures forever.